The letter started with, "I've had enough and I'm doing something about it." You know, I've had a lot of clients wage war on the paper piles that they have in your office. But a while back, I received a letter that just really made me want to say, "You go, girl." Hello, this is Stephanie Callahan of Callahan Solutions, and you can find me at productiveandorganized.net. Marion and I had completed a strategy session that included ideas for how she could manage the ever-mounting piles of paper in her office. She had good ideas about what she needed to keep and let go of, but over time the piles had just accumulated and had grown to an overwhelming amount. We came up with an idea that was fun and managed the situation really well. And so that's what I'm going to tell you about today. See if any of her statements resonate with you too. The letter began, "I've had enough. For the past 8 years, I've felt that my personal environment has been out of control. I've gone from marital separation to a major realignment and changes at work to bring my mother to our town to live with me, to her passing, and all that goes with that. Not to mention the business of the day-to-day living filled with schedules, appointments, and obligations. You know what I mean, don't you? All of this stress has manifested itself in my personal space, affectionately known as clutter." Well, Mary's life experiences were hectic, emotional, and stressful. Any one of these experiences could stress a person out, yet she had many. Situational clutter can easily take over your life or those that you love. The first step is recognizing what's happening. And so she goes on, "I've had enough and I'm doing something about it. On," fill in the blank for the date, "I finally enlisted the help of professional Stephanie Callahan of Callahan Solutions, Inc. to help me declutter and regain control of my home. I want my former title of neat freak back. I want to invite friends and family over without feeling embarrassed. I want to be in a relaxed, stress-free environment. I want to be able to find something in 5 minutes, not 5 days." You see, she took control. She has declared war on the clutter and the paper mess in her home office. She sees her vision. What's your vision? What do you know is happening to you today that doesn't match your vision? She goes on, "I've had enough and I'm doing something about it and I need your help." During the initial consultation, Stephanie outlined my plan of action, which includes asking for help when I need it. This is something that's not always easy for me to do, but my desire to be clutter-free is greater than my hesitation to ask for help. Are you available for a paper shredding party? All you need to do is show up. If you have a portable cross-cut shredder, please feel free to bring it with you. Lunch will be provided. My goal is to be clutter-free by that day. Ring a bell? Stephanie says that the date is doable. With your help, my dream can become a reality. Mary chose her birthday as her vision goal date for her first step in taking action. Well, actually, the party was the second action she took. Sending the letter was the first action. She mentioned some very important points in her short letter. She was always the fixer for her friends. It was really hard for her to send the letter, but it was really important to step for her success. None of us can really get through life successfully without a little help from our friends. Final word. Mary had her party, finger food, drinks, music, shredders, and friends, and she said that they had a really fun time destroying that paper and eliminating the clutter. Does her story resonate with you? What have you experienced? Have you taken control? What have you done? I'd love to hear your story if you'd share it with me. And I know my other listeners would love to hear it too. Thanks so much for listening. This is Stephanie Callahan of Callahan Solutions. Productive and organized will help you find your way. Have a great day and to your success.